All right, Freedom Fiends, welcome to the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Nima Vedati. Co-host Michael W. Dean has actually left this multiverse. He decided it was just too much tyranny for him to handle, so he found himself a loophole to zoom through to another Michael Dean's consciousness, where Barack Obama is not a president. He's a rapper who raps about his love of inhaling chum with his buddies in Hawaii and does cameos in Iz's music videos. I'm still here in Central Texas.
This is Mr. Michael Dean broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker at an undisclosed location in the rural wild mountain west in the occupied states of America. What are you going on about the... Are you disrespecting the office of the president? You can't... I don't agree with Mr. Obama on all his policies of child murder and theft from everybody. But don't I heard Bill O'Reilly say you got to respect the office there,
the
Nima.
The office. Oh, the office.
So wait, you're saying he's a rapper now? That. He's rapping about his weed days now?
No, and where I thought you went. I thought you zoomed out of this section of the multiverse and we're in a better place, so to speak.
I am going to get to
you
that.
Out?
I am going to get to the, I am I'm going to get to the dream I had about how the aliens came down and gave us LibPair or libertarian paradise, which you know, now that I think about it, talking on the radio about how I have a fantasy that the aliens in the one habitable planet 4.5 light years away from us in 4 years are going to hear our first radio signals and say, wow, the Freedom Fiends really have it together. We're going to come down and give them our advanced technology to be free from all oppression and to spread around to their friends. You know, saying that on the air probably doesn't give libertarianism the best slant to a lot of people who are uninitiated.
Right, right. And then the government could use its psychiatric state to commandeer you at some point and say that you deserve to be in a straitjacket for your own good.
But the point is, it's a fantasy. I don't believe this is going to happen. It's
right?
Actually, I mean, this probably wouldn't work with the Soviet-style Obamacare mental health official board, you know, the triumvirate of evil that exists probably in every town right outside the Fusion Center. And call your Fusion Center now, because the Freedom Fiends are on the air, and they need to know, those people from the government who keep an eye on everything. But, you know, here's what I would say to those boards when they, you know, try to put the wires in my brain, or at least just give me psychotropic drugs that they're handing out to everybody by force now. I would probably just say, you know, for me to half jokingly believe that aliens are going to hear my radio show and come from another planet to save us, to save me and my friends from you, is a lot less ridiculous than people believing that there is a government solution to anything.
Good points. And they're so bad at understanding things that they would probably think all your rantings, they would misconfuse it, They would confuse it. Yeah, not misconfuse it, obviously. They would confuse it for you saying that you were the leader of this alien race and your plan was to take over the world and turn it into some kind of alien paradise. Just like when the guy from antiwar.com forwarded an email to the FBI saying the email was saying, we're going to destroy antiwar.com. We're going to take your site down, man. And the FBI was so stupid, they thought that the guy forwarding it to the FBI was saying he wanted to take the FBI's site
really?
Down.
Really? This happened?
Yeah,
this happened?
That happened.
Hey, you know what, Nima? Today is 6 months of the Freedom Fiends on the air. Yay!
Yay!
I want to celebrate that fact. Yeah, and we want to welcome
a champagne cork, but we don't drink. No
did
more.
You? I know. Did you welcome? We're square. Did you welcome our new affiliate in Knoxville, Tennessee?
No.
WNFZ.
Knoxites. What do you call people from Knoxville? Knoxvillians.
Let me say the name of the station.
No,
that's the most important thing in this is not conjecturing what the good people of Knoxville call themselves. WNFZ 94.3 FM Knox Talk Radio has picked up the Freedom Fiends. Yeah.
All right.
And there's actually another station that's picked us up in the South in a different state, but we can't mention it on air yet because it's a contractual thing, and we'll be able to mention it eventually. But we want to welcome the people in the town that dare not speak its name. But the interesting thing is in that town that we are on the same state on a different station in the same town at the same time on one night on the weekends. as Free Talk Live, which is the other real liberty show in America. And they're kind of they were kind of our they're kind of to the freedom fiends what like an AA sponsor is to someone who's newly sober. You know, they're kind of our mentors and they help us out. And but they liked it. They were like, we don't consider this competition, and neither do we. We consider it like, man, that's what a time to be alive. That's a first. There are two real liberty shows on in the same time in the same town.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I kind of view it as there to us what Jay-Z is to Kanye West, man. I mean,
you
when
youngsters.
We do well, it makes them look good.
I don't know what that is.
We got our start, you know, we're doing a lot of work for them, or at least on their network, the Liberty Radio Network, which is an amazing thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, big ups to Free Talk Live. They're awesome.
Big ups? I don't know what big that ups. Means. You youngsters you and you're hipping and you're hopping.
Yes.
And
we've decided we have to play up our generational differences.
Yeah.
Because it'll make us more likable,
it's,
right?
It's not.
That's what the focus group said.
That's what the focus group said. Yeah. Yeah, you're 29 and I'm 49, and because most talk radio is like, you know, 49 is kind of young for talk radio. I mean, I'd be the young guy, but you know, at the youngest, most talk radio is 2 50-year-old guys complaining about today's youth. But on this show, the Freedom Fiends, the 50-year-old guy gets to complain at today's youth on the air.
Yes. And I don't know. I'm almost out of the youth group. I mean, what is it? You're not supposed to trust anybody under 30. So I've got a few months left of trustability. Sorry.
Yeah.
But,
you're gonna
I guess I'll milk it for while I can.
Well, you're going to have a kid coming up here really soon.
The due date is undeniably old.
December 7th, a day that will live in infancy.
Infancy. Yes, of course. It's actually December 12th. It's been changed. But
you can do that?
The joke's still good. They can do that.
That
yeah.
sounds like you ordered something from Amazon and like they sent you an email and changed the delivery date.
The expected delivery date. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's all it ever is anyway. It's not like they can predict the future and know when the baby will arrive, unless they plan on inducing it, which we don't plan on doing.
So before we go into some hardcore libertarian economics, and we're still in this kind of mellow morning zoo crew mode, I want to read something. I want to read a paragraph from this book, Radio Waves, by Jim Ladd, which is a really good book about the history of freeform FM rock radio in the 60s and 70s, which I grew up listening to. I mean, not listening to it in the 60s when it was happening, but, you know, I grew up near Buffalo, New York, and by the time I was 10 in, you know, 74, like kind of a watered down commercial version of it had reached Buffalo from like, you know, it started in the 60s in San Francisco and Los Angeles. But here's a paragraph I really liked. He said, "We always called it freeform. Freeform radio was an approach to the music and the show itself, which resulted in highly personal and complete spontaneous new art form. Most of us never thought of it as a job, and that was always the problem. A job was something straight people did to earn ulcers. For us,
straight like square, not straight like prefers opposite sex to same sex. Right.
Yeah, back then straight meant, you know, square, Mr. Square, Mr. Establishment. Yeah.
Right.
A job was something straight people did to earn ulcers. For us, it was more of a calling. We were guerrilla fighters for a generation of creative explorers, inmates who took over the asylum for just one purpose, to play with the public address system."
Yes,
and that's how I feel about us being on radio. It's
me too.
I think this is the new golden age of radio, because you can say stuff that's highly critical of the government on the air without getting a bullet in your head, without getting put on a list by some cranky senator. I mean, I guess cranky senators still make lists, but back in the day, it was, you know, in the 50s, it was a senator calling people communists. Now it's senators who basically are communists saying, "These people are terrorists. They're talking about the Constitution." And in our case, we're even taking it further to like, hey, you know, maybe did the Constitution allow all of the things that are bad that are happening now, or did it set it up the way that Lysander Spooner has pointed out?
Yeah, it's one or the other. It's either set it up or it's failed to stop it.
Somebody-
and this is the golden age, too, because it's that beautiful period between when you can actually do radio from just about anywhere in the world and at a very cheap cost
and have it
compared
sound
to
great.
What it used to be.
Yeah.
Have it sound great, but it's before they really start outlawing or cracking down on it, which you are convinced will happen. I'm not so convinced, man. I think free speech is the last thing they're going to try to get rid of.
Well, let me do two things that might be considered bad radio, but explain them before program directors go, "Oh my God." The first thing is, It's so cool that we are, you know, the other absolute straight up libertarian show that's on radio other than Free Talk Live. And we're both on in the same town at the same time. If I had the money to do it, if I had money to throw away and burn around, I would buy ads on that show through our network or through that station to play during that show that says, are you listening to Free Talk Live in blah, blah, blah town? If so, you should immediately change the channel and listen to the Freedom Fiends on blah, blah, blah channel, which I would never do because that'd be bad form in radio. Like, yeah, you'd never tell people to change the channel. But, you know, right, if you're rich enough, I mean, probably a station would probably do it on their own station if you gave enough money. But the
it'd
other
be a lot of money, I think.
The other thing is
the price would be high.
Yeah, I think that talk radio as we know it, of like, you know, guys screaming at the president on the radio 24/7. And we do that, but the difference is, you know, we would be doing that even if Romney were president. It's not an Obama thing. It's
maybe
not,
even
it's,
more yeah, if Romney were president.
Well, more because if Romney were president, all the Republicans would be going along with him instead of, you know, providing some breaks as everything heads towards the brick wall.
Just like all the Democrats do now with Barack Obama. They turn a blind eye to all the things they would have hated if Bush did it.
Yeah.
They let Mr. Barack Obama do it because he's their dear leader.
Where's the anti-war left now that Obama is a child murderer blowing up wedding parties and killing little kids? And if anybody
or the
else,
anti-torture or the anti-police state, it's because they were never that. They were just the anti-Republican left.
Yeah. And there are people out there listening who are shocked by that and probably like calling their local DHS fusion center. Like, I heard someone calling Obama, our dear leader, a child murderer. But it's like, it's true. It's not bad if it's true, man. And you all were saying the same thing about Bush, rightfully, back when Bush was president. Bush was a child murderer.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not, you know, I wasn't born yet, but I thought people chanted in front of the White House, hey, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today?
Yeah.
LBJ was a Democrat, wasn't he?
Yeah, and people really don't like the term child killer for anything to do with war because it was shouted at Vietnam vets and they were spat on when they returned, which I think is a bad deal because a lot of them were drafted like slaves with weapons. You know, basically you had to go, and if you didn't shoot, you'd be killed. So it was like you were thrown into a horribly ramped up, unneeded self-defense scenario.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to shoot back, you know?
Yep. And we'll have more in just a little bit on the Freedom Fiends.
Cool.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. They'll be right back just as soon as this drone is out of range.
This is Nima Vedati from the Freedom Fiends. Using government-printed funny money fuels and encourages wars abroad, and the wars at home against you and all you hold dear. Why should you remain beholden to self-appointed federal kings who don't care if you starve in a cage? Become your own king today by owning gold and silver from Midas Resources. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Midas Resources banner over on the right, or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed,
buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Hey, this is some Squiskar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Yeah, this is Mr. Michael Dean of the Freedom Fiends, Freedom Fiends, Freedom Fiends. Yeah. So what I was saying about the golden age of radio is I do believe that we're in a golden age of radio. And it is that time when you can do radio from anywhere. I mean, it used to be that you had to do radio from all one place, right, Nima? You had to like go in and do the show.
Yeah. You had to like be in a studio, and it had tons of rack mount stuff and big microphones and acoustic paneling and all sorts of stuff. But
now we have that in our home.
You can buy all that stuff and put it in your spare room or your office or your study.
Yep. And actually, when I first started doing college radio in the early 80s, you had to be licensed to be on the air. Like, to be a DJ on a rock station, you had to send $10 to the FCC and, like, fill out a form and get a license.
That blows my mind, because I generally tend to think, and I think a lot of people fall in the trap of thinking that things are getting worse and worse, and there's, like, one direction that tyranny is going in, and it's more tyrannical. In a lot of ways, that's true. But
there's also with more
things like information
everywhere.
Transfer, with things like getting information to from point A to point B, there's massive amounts more freedom now. And I think a lot of it is technology, which is a good check in the evidence column to say that that all the market growth, all the amazing things we see now happened in spite of the state and actually fight against what the state wants to have happen, rather than look at all the prosperity we have. It must be because of government.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little later about how technology has changed, even in my lifetime, with something as simple as the price of bandwidth. And I'm talking about even going back before computers, like long-distance phones and quality of bandwidth and the ability to communicate with people. And it's a golden time to be alive with that, man.
But
I really think that radio is good, as we know it, like talk radio screeching at the government, is going to be non-existent in 5 years on radio.
And on radio, you mean, though.
Right. Oh, it'll be even more everywhere. But
And
I'm not trying to scare any radio programmers on the stations we're on or radio owners, because there is a solution. Radio station owners who comply with the government will still be in business. They'll probably get more. They'll probably make, you know, the government will just hand them money for doing what they do instead of making them get advertisers. All the advertisers will be the government. You know, it'll be like the army and then the local schools and then Hillary president. The
government almost has a laffer curve going on here, though, because I feel like the more the FCC cracks down and makes things obnoxious and makes station owners pay for things like emergency broadcast systems.
Oh, and fines you $35,000 if you forget to turn it on in the morning, and they send people into stations to check. Yeah.
Right. The more they do that, I feel like the less there will be people in business, and so they'll have less of a tax base for it, which is obviously what they want. They want to be able to extract money out of this. So they have sort of a laffer curve with regard to how much they can crack down on free speech.
Yeah, a good explanation of the laffer curve is it's the point that central planners should realize in their evil central planning that taking more from their tax cattle becomes counterproductive to them. Basically, consider if you own a bunch of cattle and or beasts of burden, let's say, you know, like mules, and if you feed them okay and don't whip them constantly and let them graze a little bit and let them get frisky with each other and let them kind of live and be happy, but be stern with them, you're going to get a lot of work out of them. But if you beat them and don't feed them and work them 24 hours a day, they're going to die and you're not going to make any money off them. And that's basically what the government is getting to. Like, they don't have, they're an unstoppable virus and amoeba and cancer that can't keep itself in check, and nothing can keep it in check, to the point where it's going to take so much, it's going to have less.
Yeah. The thing is, though, that the structure is such that nobody has an incentive to ramp this down. See, in the farm analogy, it's usually one farmer who owns the thing. So he's going to realize that he's going to have his cattle herd or his beasts of burden around for a while. He's going to own that farm for the foreseeable future. The analogy more closer to the government would be if you had one farmer sharing the farm, or you had several farmers coming in. They're just going to extract as many resources for their short time owning the farm or controlling the farm, and then get out of there. So there's nobody who has any incentive to keep everything healthy and sustainable.
Yeah, liberals. Yeah, and Republicans, too. It's basically people who vote for someone to point a gun at someone else through the state to take things and enforce things. That just leads to everybody being more poor. It's so not free market, man. I've heard it said that, like, liberals and statists should love jail because there's free room and board, free health care. Everyone's equal, and the only the police have guns, and that's what liberals generally want.
That's why they're trying to turn society into one big jail.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about the opposite of that when we get back from the actual market here on the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. That proves you're smarter than most people.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Freedom. Freedom Fiends. Yeah.
What? Did you say Freedom Fiends? What's that?
What's a fiend, Nima? What's a fiend?
A fiend, yes. That's a term. I come to it from hip-hop. It basically means somebody who really wants something. Like I think it came from crack fiend, how you know, non-initiated would say it, fiend. Like, that's a fiendish desire. But really the way people say it now is fiend. And so we really want freedom. That's our main thing. That's what we're always after. And so we're the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, and the government is always against freedom and always tries to put you in a cage. And in everything they do, I mean, literally, like, that's what the police and the courts pretty much exist for now. Yep. There's a few
Ludwig
exceptions.
Von Mises said it back in the day. He said government is in essence the negation of liberty. So literally there's the opposite of freedom, and that is government.
Yeah. Yep. And there's another quote I like from Murray Rothbard who said, the point is that the advocate of a free market in anything cannot provide a constructive blueprint of such a market in advance. The essence and the glory of the free market is that the individual firms and businesses competing on the market provide an ever-changing orchestration of efficient and progressive goods and services.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean progressive like those dirty progressives. It means more.
It means progress is happening.
Yeah.
Good things are getting better.
Yeah, you basically can't plan a good, real free market. And any central planning and five-year plans and Soviet-style planning that Barack Obama or George W. Bush were to do or will do are just going to destroy things. And we're seeing that now with Obamacare. It is, whether by design or just that's how government works, it's failing horribly. But, you know, it's one of the great saving graces of government is they can't do anything right. So
yeah,
I wanted to talk about how they're going to try to take away talk radio that screeches at governments. And I want to get this on record. So in 5 years or less, when this happens, I can play this little clip on, you know, if we're standing on a street corner doing our show with bullhorns on a soapbox or probably through the internet in something that's more efficient than radio. But I love radio. I've always wanted to be on radio. I've been fascinated with radio since I was a little kid. I used to build little transmitters when I was 12 and put them in the handset of a telephone and walk around talking to nobody, but people could listen. Of course I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I think. I don't think they're going to outlaw free speech because that would be too obvious. And I don't think they're going to do what they had for a while, which was where if you have 1 hour of Republican programming, you have to have 1 hour of Democrat programming, which we would, you know, if they had a fairness doctrine like that reinstated, I would argue and get a lawyer to argue that we can be the hour countering both of those because they're both arguing for tyranny and control and we're arguing for freedom. But it doesn't work that way. It's you have to pick one side of the tyranny or the other and equally represent them in a fairness doctrine like they used to have on radio. But here's what I think they're going to do because that didn't work out well. It was stupid. It made for bad radio. What I think they're going to do is I think they're going to use the EEO or EOO, whatever the – the what
Equal
is it?
Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC.
I think they're going to use that combined with there's an FCC thing that's basically ignored that more or less says that radio stations have to serve the community, and they're going to argue, the statists are going to argue that that's not served with nationally syndicated stuff screeching about what's wrong with the president. So I think they're going to say that, yeah, you can still have Rush Limbaugh and the Freedom Fiends on, you know, from midnight to 6 a.m. when everyone, decent people are asleep. But you're not going to be able to do it during the primetime daylight hours. And I think what they're going to do is fill the daylight hours with things that are locally oriented. And what I think they're going to do is they're going to require someone come in and be the program director for that. And I think it's going to be using the EOO, they're going to pick people who are favorable to the ever liberal establishment that's never going to go away because the Republicans won't vote for someone like Ron Paul. They always want to vote for the winner when everyone says that and Ron Paul doesn't win. So, you know, there's probably never going to be a Republican president again, or if there is, they're going to be just like a Democrat. I think the next president's going to be Hillary Clinton. I'm horrified by it, but I think she's going to put this into action, and I think there's going to be – I don't think Obama's going to touch it. He's got too much on his messy, dirty plate. But I think Hillary is going to be president because – basically because the Republicans wouldn't because they do things like we need to keep marijuana illegal because some study that I saw from 1930 says it's dangerous, you know. So that's the Republicans' own fault when Hillary Clinton becomes president. And horror.
And Hillary's bloodthirsty enough to get the nod, wink, wink from all the established military industrial complex interests.
Who really run the world.
Fox News Opinion has a piece out today saying that the push from the left means that Senator Elizabeth Warren could upstage Hillary Clinton as the 2016.
So let me zoom this right along here. Let me zoom this right along here. I'm writing the Great American Novel and you're reading the Daily News. I really want to get this out and get this done, and this is solid zoom. So what I think is going to happen is they're going to put in every radio station, they're going to start a new job description, and it's going to be like director of local fairness or something programming. And they're going to use the EEO or EOO, whatever it is, whatever the alphabet soup designation.
The EOC.
Yeah, they're going to use that, and they're going to fill that position with, you know, unwed, female, left-handed, lesbian, Lithuanian mothers who vote for democracy or something like that. They're going to put it, and there's nothing wrong with left-handed lesbians from Lithuania. I've never unwed mothers. I got nothing against that. That's a victim of circumstance. It's a victim of birth. It's, you know, I guess unwed mothers, who knows, but they're going to put people like that in who love statism, who love the establishment, who love Hillary. And that lady is going to program all the daily everything on talk radio with, like, you know, from sun up to sundown of people from the community, you know, of, you know, like people who are trained in government schools to do radio, going out into the community and interviewing the local sheriff on why he needs a tank to protect liberty. And they're going to interview the local tax commissioner on why we need to double property taxes and it's a good thing and think of the children. And you worked in mainstream media. You've seen that kind of puppy parade stuff. You've tried to bring in breaking news and they're like, no, go interview the local principal on why they need to give Ritalin to the kids, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, breaking news, they'd obviously give a pass. If
no, but breaking, like, they wouldn't let you do investigative news. And they wouldn't let you spin breaking news, like, you know, when they're kicking in the doors and putting guns to the head of some college student that has a little bit of weed, they wouldn't let you spin it as it really is. So if there are people unconstitutionally kidnapping and detaining and arresting and seizing property, stealing from some kid, which is how it really should be spun. They'd
or
say
one of the worst examples, I guess, that comes to mind is when the TSA shut down the airport, the little airport there
in Casper
for everybody because no, it wasn't in Casper. But they shut down the airport because a little girl went to hug her grandma through the line that she was not supposed to cross. She didn't cross the line. She just hugged her grandma through it, and so they shut it down on the suspicion that she could have handed a weapon to her grandma. The 5-year-old girl could have handed a weapon to her grandma, and I got sound bites, you know, MOS sound bites from people on the scene, you know, passengers, and none of them said anything like, well, I feel like it's okay because it's for our safety and I trust the TSA. But when I got back to the station, the producer that day said, well, where's your sound bite about how this is necessary? And I said, nobody said that.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I'll just write it into the tag.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to, and you know, the left-handed lesbian Lithuanian unwed mother who is the programmer of local programming at stations under Hillary, at every station. And, you know, the station owners, they won't go out of business if they comply with this. They will, you know, but they'll have to pay that lady, maybe, or maybe the Department of Homeland Security will pay that that other program director. But they will need to, like, provide a desk space for her, health insurance for her, everything. They're going to create a job description, I believe, for the, you know, director of local tyranny. And some of them will be taken straight out of journalism school, which these days, you know, everybody wanted to be a journalist after the Pentagon Papers came out and Woodward and Bernstein. Mm-hmm. But they don't let you be Woodward and Bernstein anymore. If you are Woodward and or Bernstein, you know, you end up being Glenn Greenwald and the government takes your boyfriend and throws him in a cage and detains him and has you on their
and calls him a terrorist,
their drone kill list because you're telling the truth. You know, the hacker that broke all the Stratfor emails just got 10 years in prison. Do you know about that?
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And WikiLeaks, man. In response, WikiLeaks released an additional 500,000 Stratfor files. Yeah. And Stratfor is like an organization that's made up of ex-CIA, and they do a lot of stuff for the government of, you know, basically what a lot of people would say is violating your constitutional rights. And wasn't there something where the judge that sentenced this guy, her husband is like a partner in something that owns Stratfor or something like that?
I hadn't read that, but it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I think of Stratfor as kind of the digital version of Blackwater or XE or whatever they call it these days.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, although not that much is known about them other than, well, there is, but they're a secret organization that's hired by the government to do things to you.
Secretive.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you think that
okay, the controversial
talk radio is going to be co-opted.
The controversial case was instead by presiding judge Loretta Peresca, whose husband, Thomas Cavalier, was implicated in the leaked emails. He is an employee of a company that's a Stratfor client and associate. So, like, isn't that like the judge? Like, judges
that's
usually have to
recuse
themselves in situations
they
like
should.
That.
Yeah. You would think if there was anything like the rule of law or justice
So,
in this section of the multiverse, which apparently there's not.
So, yeah, in closing, before I get into my UFO theories, yeah, I do think that talk radio is going to be turned into something really bland and horrible. It won't be bland. It'll be exciting and have lots of musical bumps and
whoosh sounds.
Yeah, which we decided, I mean, I wrote an article for Talkers Magazine called, you know, the radio whoosh is dead, or at least it should be. I hate that. I really hate radio programming that barks at you like a drill sergeant. And, you know, that kind of stuff does. Basically, that sound, which is so overused and has been overused since the 70s. And I really hope some station programming us follows this with an ad that does that. It'd be great. But, you know, it is like a drill sergeant barking at you, or more like it's like someone shooting at you. It gets your attention like, oh, no, something's happening. Like it gives you a little adrenaline rush. I don't want that. I don't want that in radio. The world is scary enough as it is. I don't need that.
Save it for your EDM tracks, folks.
Yeah, I don't need
filter up the white noise, but don't put it in your ads.
I don't need sounds that sound like a rocket being launched at me, right, to get my attention for, you know, a used dog ad or something.
Yeah. Used dog ads?
I like used dogs.
I think you're right, though. I was very reluctant to buy your argument and until you brought up the thought that the government could actually do grants or some kind of funding for this and have some kind of local position that would administrate it. Because without that, I feel like people would just stop listening to the radio. The advertisers wouldn't advertise on it anymore.
Oh, they'll
and,
bring kids
the government
in.
Wouldn't
no,
have that
man.
Pulpit.
No, they'll bring kids, like kids will be involved too, like teenagers will be involved. I want to talk about something that happened that was, and then we're going to go sell some stuff on the free market, which I'm excited about.
With some whoosh noises.
I'm going to talk about the free market when we get back about how I hired someone this week to do some work. It was good.
There you go.
We're both happy. The government wasn't involved. It was an A to B conversation. They can see their way out of it on the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends, not your grandpa's talk radio.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Federal Reserve notes only have value because of a collective hallucination, whereas gold and silver are real, and so is their value. Gold and silver predate government-printed funny money, and they will undoubtedly outlive government-printed funny money. Get some gold and silver into your hands from Midas Resources by going to freedomfiends.com right now and clicking on the Midas Resources banner over on the right. Or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Yeah. Freedom Fiends. Talk radio show.
It's the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. Bottom of hour one. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I'm Nima Fidati here in Central Texas. We've also got Michael W. Dean out there in the wilds of Wyoming. How's it going, Mr. Dean?
It's good. And today's episode is called What a Time to Be Alive, because it really is. You know, there's a lot of negative things in the world that are horrible and governments want to crush you. But there's also a lot of technology and just human interaction tending toward freedom. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, what a time.
And I did something this week that was pretty cool that I haven't done in a long time or ever. I hired a guy to come over, a kid, the son of a family friend, the boy who's like 17 and a half, to come over and do 3 hours of yard work. And I paid him $50 to do 3 hours of yard work and haul a bunch of trees to the dump, because, you know, we had a big storm here about a month ago, and I've literally been cleaning up the yard and around the yard for a month, and sawing things up with a handsaw, because I don't like chainsaws because my hands are too valuable. So I cut up about 500 pounds of wood about an hour at a time for a couple weeks, like using a handsaw. So
what was he? Was he a licensed contractor? No. Was he a licensed landscaping professional?
And here's the thing about this. It was a perfect example of the free market. He needed money. He had a truck. He had time. I needed something done, and I paid him. And we were both really happy. And he said, like, yeah, anytime you need anything else done, let me know. And I was like, well, I probably don't often, but you are the person I'm going to call when I do. And I was thinking about it, like, it made me really happy. And then it immediately made me mad, because I was thinking, like, first of all, did I break any laws? Do I have to report this on my taxes? Does he have to report this on his taxes? Does, you know, other child labor laws? Do I have to provide? I offered him lunch, but did I offer him a break? I did, but he didn't take a break. You know, like.
And was the lunch, if you provided him any, was it from an FDA approved kitchen?
Yeah,
you
know? All of that stuff. So I don't know if any laws were broken, but I don't care. You know, it was an exchange. It was like the way people lived before there was government, and still can and still do. The second thing that made me angry about it was thinking about how hard I was so happy at how hard this guy worked for $50, and we were both really happy with it. And I thought about how easily the government steals much more than $50 from everybody. Like, you know, you fail to signal where there's no cars around, the cop pulls you over and you get a $180, you know, you're lucky if it's a $50 ticket. The town council decides we need more money for our government indoctrination camp schools. We're going to raise your property taxes 0.5%. And when people complain, they go, oh, that's not that much. That's only $350 a year per person or something. And I'm like, that's many times what this kid just did. The value of work, it really, you know, I work my butt off, but a lot of it's computer work. I'm sitting in a cushy chair. I have cats around me. I can take breaks when I want. I'm not out in the elements. I've done a lot of physical labor in the past. I've dug ditches. I've been a bike messenger. I've done all sorts of stuff, but it's been a long time. And also, like, it just really drilled into me, like, the government steals all the time. Like, okay, they've done this little bit of freedom where they've, like, legalized pot in Colorado, even though it's still federally illegal, but the feds are going to kind of leave it alone unless they really feel like going after you. So it's more legal there. We don't smoke pot, but we have no problem with it being legal, and we think it should. But it's always, well, it should be taxed and regulated. And it's like, the idea of the regulation they've come up with is, they want to make it illegal for the smell to be smelled anywhere.
Yeah.
And they haven't passed the law yet, but the cops have gone out and spent $2,400 each on a bunch of these smelling devices. Yeah, something from Futurama that looks like a pig snout when a cop has it on his face in the pictures I saw. I'm not calling cops pigs, but if they're going to walk around with an electronic snout that our tax dollars are paying for, I'm going to say they look like a pig when they look like a pig. I can say that. And they haven't even passed the law yet, and they've spent so many times what this kid did all this really hard, honest work for $50 on these ridiculous smelloscopes that probably don't even work. Like, how can you determine in the wind, you know, they get the wind from Wyoming and Colorado. Like, in the wind, how are you going to determine where someone's joint at their barbecue in the backyard is coming from and go arrest them or find them?
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, and it's really sad, all of the nannies going out of their way to do things just like this, or to erect more taxes, or there's counties and cities still banning it. Basically, they can't take no for an answer. They can't take no to the tyranny they want as an answer, and what's going to happen is the black market is still going to thrive, and people are just going to ignore all of these laws, and it's going to be the same horrible things as before with the prohibition. So,
and then they're doing it with guns too, man. If you're a gun person and not a weed person, you should take note. And we'll have more solution instead of just problems in hour two of the Freedom Fiends coming up pretty soon here, Nima Vidati. Don't you think? Yeah.
I think so. At least I hope so. As long as we don't get droned.
Yeah. Worms. Freedom Fiends. On the radio. Yeah.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Welcome, my fellow fiends. This is Nima Vidati for the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show out here in the Texas Hill Country. We've also got Michael W. Dean out there in the Great Plains of Wyoming. How's it going, sir?
Good. I'm broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker at an undisclosed location in the rural Wild Mountain West in the occupied states of America in Wyoming, where we often, and especially today, use logging chains as windsocks. And I'm actually using a... Apparently a squirrel is being a windsock because I'm looking out the window and he's on our bird feeder, like horizontal, like with his tail, like a windsock blowing out the window. The window of the windowless bunker. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I just outed myself as not really being in a windowless bunker, but I do want to welcome Our new listeners in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Marysville, Tennessee, apparently, on WNFZ, Knox Talk Radio 94.3. Yeah. I love saying Knox Talk Radio. I spent a lot of time in Knoxville. My band Bomb, my punk rock band, played there at a pizza parlor back in 1987.
Okay.
I met a girl, fell in love with her, and went down to visit her. Lived with some other girl in D.C. for a while, then like got an argument and said, I'm going to Knoxville, and went down to Knoxville and hung out with that girl for a while. Got beat up by some guy. I deserved it, though. Okay, I'm not saying Knoxville's not a place where you get beat up if you don't deserve it.
But it was the beating was in defense of self or property?
Yeah, it was property, basically. It was she took me to a party at some guy's house out in the woods, and he had a drum kit. And, you know, in the movies, when someone gets too drunk, they put a lampshade on their head. My equivalent of that back when I was drinking was playing drums. I'm a good musician. I can sing, I can play bass, I can play guitar, play a little keyboards, but I can't play drums very well, and especially when I'm drunk. And I sat down this guy's drum kit and started playing, and he said, "Stop playing my drums." And I stopped playing his drums, and about a half hour later and a few drinks later, I started playing his drums again, and he came over and said, "Look, man, I'm really serious. Get the heck off my drums." And I got off his drums, and a few drinks later, I was back on his drums, and he just picked me up, threw me out his door, literally, like like in the cartoons, like picked me up, yeah. You know, one hand on my shirt, one hand on my belt, and tossed me out his door, and I tried to come back in, probably to play his drums, and he kicked the crap out of me a couple times. I mean, it wasn't like
striking you out, man.
Yeah, and he warned me. You know, I really believe that's a property right issue. I really believe he had the right to do that, and he didn't. He didn't overdo it. He didn't put me in the hospital. You know, he could have. There was no one around. No one would have known. But yeah, he just it was all instant right, karma, right. Man. Yep.
Yes.
So people in Knoxville will invite you to their party, but not put up with any guff. That's what I'll say about Knoxville. But I like it. Good. I like it a lot. And
yeah, and it's good to be on the radio there.
It really is, man. Yeah, it's you know, it's pretty neat that we're on radio. It's a golden time to be alive. It's a great time to be alive. And we're going to do it as long as we can until they drone us or until we're just on the internet and we're, you know, standing on a street corner with a bullhorn yelling at passersby. But I'm sure that'll be illegal. So we were talking about before the break about nanny people and people that want to outlaw your weeds and your guns and things that aren't dangerous to anybody just sitting in a drawer. And we were talking about how they have these like pig snout looking devices.
For people
in Denver, where they've legalized pot in Colorado, the police in Denver have spent a bunch of stolen tax money, probably paid for with the taxes on legal marijuana sales, to buy these pig-like snouts to put on their nose to sniff out people smoking pot. So if they pass a law where the pot's legal but the smell of it isn't, they can go bother people for smells.
Yeah, the whole Colorado thing and even the Washington thing, it's just really sad to see the people speak out and say they want freedom and the nannies who are beat at their own game. You know, I'm no statist, but these statists aren't even obeying their own rules for their own supposed democracies. And places like Washington, the taxes are going to be so high that people are saying people are just going to buy it on the black market anyway. Nick Gillespie from Reason has been writing a lot of good articles that are getting picked up by even mainstream sources like Time Magazine, The Daily Beast, things like that.
Beast.
And his latest is really great. He also points out, and I didn't know this, that a lot of the counties that are banning, because there's counties in Colorado that can still ban the marijuanas, and
the
they
marijuanas.
Have. But they're still expecting to get tax revenue from the legal sales in other places.
Of course they are.
How hypocritical is that? And, you know, he's got this great line, Nick Gillespie does, where he says that Washington State, they projected new revenues of $1.9 billion for the first 5 years of legalization. But Gillespie says there's no way that's going to happen if a legal ounce of pot is twice the price of back alley weed.
Wow.
He says even the most stoned pothead isn't that easy to scam.
Yeah, and I got nothing against potheads, and I think they should be able to smoke their pots and their weeds and their marijuanas. But I will say this, a while back we did an ad for the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which you will hear in this show, and you should go to their website, EFF.org, and check them out, because without them, the internet would probably be illegal. These are people that, like, you know, sue the NSA regularly. They're kind of like the non-lefty ACLU of the internet. Yeah. It'd be a good way to describe them. Yeah. And they fight a good fight. But I was making a radio ad, and then I was putting it on Talkers Magazine in an article encouraging all these other stations to play it. And a bunch of other stations and networks and shows have picked it up, and it's a good thing. And they're playing it for free, which is a good thing, man, because it's fighting for your right to do things on the internet, which everybody does now, even if they're on radio. So, but, you know, I know how to make ads for our show and for our network, but I wanted to see if there was like a standardized length for a 30 second ad, you know, because some people say they should be 29.65 seconds, et cetera. So I went to like a few different sites and downloaded PSAs that they provide for people to play. And one was from like the department, the Center for Disease Control. One was from like the Republican Party. One was from the Democrat Party. One was from NORML, the National Organization of Marijuana Reform, Law Reform, who are good people who do good work. But
yeah,
all of them played well. All of them, like, you know, we're right around 30 seconds. I was trying to figure out what the exact length and volume and things should be. But the one from NORML, the pot people, like, I was really wanted to hear it is Willie Nelson talking about why pot should be legal. I like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And I downloaded it, and like, the file was corrupt. It wouldn't play. And I'm like, okay, everybody can do it right, but the pot people, for some reason, can't, you know, their ad is unplayable. So
that's funny.
Yeah. So the thing about this kind of law is like, oh, it's great. Pot's legal. You know, when you let government give you freedom, which isn't real freedom, but, you know, when you celebrate a victory of a government giving you freedom, you're actually getting less freedom. And another example is with guns in Phoenix. When they took away the requirement to have a concealed carry permit to carry a weapon, which we think is good. In Wyoming, you don't need a carry permit to carry concealed, which I think is a good thing. Crime did not go up when they did that. And you and I are gun people. We carry, you know, what is it Ted Nugent says? He says a lot of stupid stuff, but one of the great things
he says, the right to bear arms means I have some on me right now.
Yeah, and I'm in my home, and I have some on me right now.
Oh, yeah.
I have one on me. When I go out, I have some on me. So
I'm wearing elastic band pants, so I have some in reach, but they're not
funny. Not a real gun guy if you don't have it on you. Yeah, you are. Okay. Yeah, you are. So what happened in Arizona was a couple years ago, they got rid of the requirement for concealed carry permit to carry a pistol. And it actually worked against gun owners in a way, because before that, carrying concealed without a permit was a misdemeanor anywhere. But the nannies, the gun haters, said, oh, no, there's going to be blood in the streets. We have to pass some laws to regulate this new freedom. And they said, okay, we're going to make it clear in law that if you carry a gun without a permit anywhere that alcohol is sold, it's a felony. And that's not just bars. That's like convenience stores. So if you're celebrating your freedom in Arizona with this new law of, okay, I don't need a permit. I don't need the government to know I have a gun. And you go in, you pump your gas and go in to pay for it at the convenience store that also sells fortified wine. You can go to prison for over a year. That's what they do, man. The nanny, it's they take an inch, they give you an inch. They take 5 inches, they give you an inch. You know, they just take.
Well, and because these hard-fought battles for different freedoms, gun freedom or pot freedom or whatever it is, they're hard-fought for a reason, and it's because there's a lot of people on the other ends of these battles that don't want to let people be free. And so to get it done politically, there's going to have to be some type of compromise, some type of wishy-washiness to it, and that's what you end up with. You don't end up with real freedom. You end up with real freedom with some caveats put in place, and sometimes the caveats can end up being very restrictive in and of themselves. And I think that's what we're seeing with the pot legalization and also with this gun stuff in Arizona.
So what do you say to anybody who says, but Nima, we just have to obey the Constitution. It will save us all.
Oh, man. Where to begin with that? Well, I mean, I would suggest that they read or listen to Lysander Spooner's No Treason, which is basically a long treatise. It's not long in the sense that you get bored of listening to it. It's long in the sense of it's well done, and it addresses every argument from almost every angle. And this is in the 1800s, man. This is old school. This isn't some kind of newfangled young kid saying, I don't want to do this. You can't tell me what to do. This is like a lawyer from the 1800s writing about how, first of all, there can be no such thing as treason because there's no allegiance to the Constitution in the first place. None of us signed it. Everybody who signed it is already dead. There's nothing in the Constitution itself that says this applies to posterity. There's nothing in the Constitution that says this will be legally binding on all persons born after this point. The Constitution itself doesn't even make the argument that it is the law of the land to be followed by everybody who
It's also ignored. It's also totally ignored by every politician. And it's kind of horrifying to me because I think Nancy Pelosi is the devil, you know, literally or figuratively. But when Nancy Pelosi said, oh, you know, when someone said, what part of the Constitution authorizes you to pass Obamacare? She said, what was it? It was the we can do whatever
we
want clause.
She laughed in their face at first, I think.
Well, at first she said, then they came back a week later and she said it was the general welfare clause. And if you read that, that thing basically says Congress can pass any law to it's the think of the children part of the Constitution. It's basically they can do whatever they want if it's for the public good. And that's in the Constitution, man. So is the fact that they can take your property, you know, and put up a mini mall. So is the fact that they can tax you. They can tariff anybody they want. They can control interstate commerce, and they use that all the time. And, you know, you could argue that the 9th and 10th Amendment put some limits on that. But when's the last time, you know, anybody other than Ron Paul really followed the Constitution to the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, including the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, I like to make that distinction, too, between the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is the only good stuff in the Constitution. Yeah. And yeah, you're exactly right. That's the most ignored part of it, that people act as if it doesn't exist. And not only that, but that was put in after the fact. Not after the fact, but that was kind of a bone they were throwing to the Jeffersonians and the people who thought the Constitution would set up a big, overbearing federal system. They said, well, look, the Bill of Rights will help to limit that. It didn't, and it wasn't the intention of the people who were pushing the Constitution in the first place. And we'll have more on this when we get back from the market on the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Do you want to raise your children outside of the government indoctrination camps that are today's public schools? Check out the Ron Paul Curriculum link over on the right of freedomfiends.com. The Ron Paul Curriculum is a liberty-based K-12 homeschool course. It covers history, liberty, geography, math, science, and free market economics. Kindergarten through fifth grade are free. Then it's only $250 per family per year. Click on the Ron Paul Curriculum link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Hi, I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and like you, I'm concerned with privacy on the internet. The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections, and the central scrutinizer is trying to squint into all areas of our lives. That's why smart people surf the net with a VPN or virtual private network. I use a VPN from Bola VPN. Bola VPN has your utmost security in mind and will allow you to surf, email, and do other computing tasks without leaving a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. Unlike many other VPN providers, Bola VPN doesn't log traffic. With Bola VPN, you can change your apparent location or disappear completely. Bola VPN has been around since 2007, which is OG in the VPN world. Bola VPN is easy to install and configure. Best of all, it can be had for less than 25 cents a day, which is a small price to pay for this much security. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them through the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's BolaVPN at BolehVPN.net.
Yeah. Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us here. I'm Nima Fidati. I'm in Central Texas. We've also got Michael W. Dean out there in the wilds of Wyoming. How's it going?
It's good. And, you know, people can go to freedomfiends.com. That's Freedom Foxtrot Echo Echo November Sierra.com and get all our archives. You can buy buttons, 10 buttons for $10, 10 Freedom Fiends buttons of different designs. And you can make a little donation of $3 or $5 a month to help keep the Freedom Fiends on the air, because it does cost money to do this. And you can interact with us and tell us what's on your mind. And we'll probably go, I don't care what's on anyone's mind, but we'll read it anyway.
Not always.
We may discuss it on the air. Yeah. We do have a call-in number, but we're not going to give it out because we like to hear the sound of our own voices. And you know what time it is, Nima?
What time is it?
And now, the Nima News with Nima Vidati.
And now, for your daily dose of nanny statism in our daily segment, Tyranny Today.
Tyranny Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Tyranny right, Today.
I guess we could have a news peg. CBS News is reporting that Obama knew the, quote, keep your plan promise was deceitful. Of course.
Of course.
A liar.
He's a
professional liar. That's his job.
He murders children, too.
Yeah.
American children.
Liar.
He murdered an American teenager. I hired an American teenager and paid him money to come over and clean up my yard.
Yeah.
Obama.
Who's the better person? MWD by far.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean you should vote for me, because I don't want to be president. Let's see what Obama's done to us today. Look what Obama's done to you today. So, Nima, what has Obama and all politicians done to you today? And how is the Constitution, as wonderful as people say it is, and it is the law of the land and it should be studied, and people who say the Constitution is great should actually go read it instead of just believing Glenn Beck saying it's great? Because we've actually read it, and there's how has the Constitution been powerless to prevent everything that's going on right now? And that is what Lysander Spooner said.
Right. The Spooner quote is, whether the Constitution really be one thing or another, this much is certain, that it has either authorized such a government as we have had or has been powerless to prevent it. So I guess what we're on right now is the powerless to prevent it part. You know, we talked a little bit in the previous segment about how, you know, the general welfare clause, all of the main body of the Constitution sets up the government that we have. The Bill of Rights is supposed to be limits on what the federal government and governments in general can do. But hey, man, when was the last time your right to keep and bear arms has been infringed? Mine's infringed on a daily basis.
I know, man. It's true.
Also, the freedom of speech, you know, it still exists better than it has or than it does in other nation states around the world. But there are things like the FCC, which through licensing do control what speech is in certain forms that they have power over. You know, they don't have as much power over the internet, but they're trying to get it.
There's a thing that WikiLeaks just put out of this, like, global cabal, basically. This draft of a treaty that they hacked in and got from somebody on what Obama is planning on doing. Yeah, the CPP. On what Obama is planning to do to your internets. And, you know, people say things like, oh, it's treason when they leak these things like that. First of all, they're not American, so there's no treason. Second of all, as Lysander Spooner said, there is no treason because you didn't sign the Constitution. You were born a slave because you're born with whatever politicians came up with in their interpretation of the Constitution before you were born. They're all liars. They're all skunks. They're all thieves. They're all murderers. And you're born expecting to say, oh, yeah, okay. And then people say, well, if you don't like it, work within the system or move somewhere else. And it's like, you can't move somewhere else without paying a bunch of money, and somewhere else is going to have ridiculous laws too. And the thing is, of work within the system, like, think about how many people have been, like, murdered by America, by the state, by the various states in America for having an herb. since it was outlawed by a bunch of industrialists who wanted to corner the paper market in 1935. Think about all the people who worked within
the
system.
There was a guy in Washington State that died in jail over a pot charge. And pot is supposed to be legal now in Washington. They can't retroactively go back and give him his life back, can they? Even if they wanted
to. No. And my daughter died of cancer illegally smoking pot at a doctor's recommendation to get some relief. It was the only thing that worked other than morphine, and morphine just made her stupid and it's addictive and she didn't like it. And pot, she'd never smoked pot before, but she broke the law because a doctor told her to get some relief from cancer and from chemo when she was dying. This is my only child. And this is why I'm personally infuriated by people who say, well, work within the system, you know, like a person
with
cancer.
My daughter is sick,
you know,
right now.
Yeah,
I don't have, I can't do that.
Yeah. Politicians, man, they're horrible. They just want to kill you and take your money. Yeah. We'll be back.
We don't. We want to sell you things. So buy them. Listen to these ads.
Yeah.
Freedom Fiends.
We're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support, only a phone call away, 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host, because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
All right, welcome back to the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. I am Nima Vedati, a.k.a. Nima Fiend, a.k.a. Nima the Fiendbarian. We've also got Michael W. Dean on the other end of the intertubes from me. How's it going, Mr. Dean?
I'm good. I'm leaning back in my chair with my movable scissor arm on my nice microphone up in my face. I'm leaning back like Dr. Johnny Fever and say, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, there used to be this show called WKRP in Cincinnati, which was a workplace comedy from the 70s that took place in a radio station. And they had it was a music station, but they had a, like, you know, 70s freeform radio style DJ kind of stoner dude named Dr. Johnny Fever, who was played by Howard Hessman, who interestingly was cast because he actually was that kind of DJ in the late 60s, early 70s in that freeform radio movement, which inspired the Fiends. And so I'm leaning back talking on my mic, which is covered with a pretty scarf that looks like something a hippie would wear. But it was actually given to me by a hot chick in Europe when I toured there with my band and was rewarded with the attentions of some young ladies, and one of them happened to give me a scarf, and I still got it. So that's rock and roll, man. That is rock and roll. Yeah. And that band did play in Knoxville, and we're on the radio in Knoxville right now. Our new station, Knox Talk Radio. I want to welcome them.
Yeah. And so we were on about the Constitution, and you know, we made the original Spoonerian argument about how
not Spoonerism. We're not talking about something where you mess up something and say the wrong things. There's another guy named Lysander Spooner who in the late 1800s started a post office which did a better job for less money than the U.S. post office, and Congress quoted the Constitution, the Interstate Commerce Clause, and said, no, you can't compete with us, and put him out of business.
By so force.
There's your Constitution. There's, you know, the government interfering with interstate commerce by claiming to protect it.
Well, and if you still have love for it, okay, and you think we're completely wrong and off the wall when we say that the Constitution set up the giant government in the overbearing government, the tyranny we have today, then we can take the other Spooner point that, hey, man, if that's not the case, then it at the very least has failed to stop the tyranny we have today. And you could go through the Constitution, or at least the Bill of Rights, which I think is what people mean when they say they love the Constitution. They mean they love the Bill of Rights. And there are some good things in there. I mean, we all want our right to keep and bear arms. We all want to be able to have free speech. And we all don't want the government to be able to tell us what religion to follow. And we all don't want the government to be able to force us and torture us into self-incrimination. But here's the thing. The government does all those things. Yeah. I mean, what good is the Fifth Amendment when the NSA can constantly spy on you anyway?
And you know, when people make fun of the Bill of Rights and of constitutionalists, which we're not doing, we're just saying, hey, constitutionalists, look at this. Is it working? Maybe it's time to think about other solutions. And we're not talking about violence. We're talking about peaceful solutions. And we're going to get to those. But When the statists, who the liberals say, well, the Constitution was written when they couldn't have foreseen fully automatic weapons. You know, they like to make fun of the Third Amendment of, quartering soldiers in your houses. That doesn't happen. I say it does, because they're quartered. Mm-hmm. Militarized police are quartered in your community on your dime. They're in their own house, but you're paying for it at the point of a gun. If you don't pay for it, they'll take you, point guns to your head, and take your property. You know?
They do commandeer property, too. There was that case we saw on Courthouse News where police actually did take over somebody's house to use it to spy on their neighbor.
Yeah.
And that's been challenged
on the Third Amendment.
On the Third Amendment, exactly, which is a rare thing, but it does happen. And there was the guy in Austin, the cop who shot a guy in the back of the neck because there was a alleged bank robbery. This guy had nothing to do with it. He just wanted to get the heck out of there when he saw cops near a bank. He was like, I'm probably going to leave this area. Got shot in the back of the neck, but the cop chased him down first, not in his own cop car, but he commandeered a common citizen's car. I mean, that's quartering, I think. I mean, they didn't have cars back then either, but
and that's
the same
always
thing.
Like a joke of like, oh, it's so cool the cops can do that in cop movies, like, I'm commandeering your car, ma'am. Like, no. No, it's my
car.
That's
not cool at all. No.
I've actually been walking – when I was like 18, when I was in college, I was walking down the street in Jamestown, New York, and had cops – I turned the corner. I'm walking down the street, sunny day, whistling, literally whistling, and I see a cop like crouching, walking up the sidewalk, pointing a gun at me, and he said, get out of here, man. Get out of here. And I turned around, and there was a cop behind me coming up the other way pointing a gun at me. And I was standing in front of a jewelry store. I don't know what was going on in the jewelry store, but I got the heck out of there, man.
Yeah. Even though you were acting nonchalantly. I mean, you were walking and whistling.
Yeah. They probably could have. Now they would probably shoot me because I'm whistling and acting nonchalant.
Right. Well, here's the other thing about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is, okay, take a look at the Fifth Amendment, right? We all think the Fifth Amendment's a great thing, but it also sets up eminent domain, and here's where it does it. It says, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Now, how vague is that? Without due process of law. It's so vague that Eric Holder and Barack Obama argue that it means that it's just their internal thought process is due process of the law, because I am the law.
Yeah. Yep. That is in the Fifth Amendment. When you take the Fifth Amendment and don't incriminate yourself to cops, you're saying, I agree with the fact that police should be able, that courts should be able to say it's okay to steal my stuff and steal it. Yeah. Not saying I won't take the Fifth Amendment when cops are grilling me for something I didn't do or did do that shouldn't be illegal, because I don't do any crimes that are real.
Yeah. But I mean, the main thing I see too,
because
here,
it's what exists. And statists would say, well, if you don't believe in eminent domain, then you shouldn't take the Fifth Amendment when the cops are about to torture you and ask you questions, which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous,
it
man.
It is.
You take what you can. You protect yourself as much as you can. We're not anti-government. We're anti-bully. And governments are the biggest bullies out there.
Yeah, they really are. And I think the biggest fatal flaw in the whole concept of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is who gets to be the final arbiter. I mean, the state gets to be the one investigating the state. The state gets to be the one judging who's wrong and who's right, even if one party is the state.
In courts they own, with attorneys they present to you if you can't afford an attorney, in rooms that they control, in proceedings right. that they write the rules for, in mm-hmm, judges mm-hmm. that work usually for their side. There's a few yep. judges out there that actually do believe in the Bill of Rights. And it's a heartening thing to me when I see it, when I see some judge, you know, strike down something the NSA does or strike down something unconstitutional about taking guns away. I like it. It's good. It's the only thing we have. It's not the only thing we have, though. Let's talk about solutions. First of all, okay. Martin Luther King said something really cool. What is it?
Yes. Martin Luther King said, "One who breaks an unjust law that conscience tells him is unjust, and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice, is in reality expressing the highest respect for law." Because he's pointing to the fact that law isn't made up by your legislature. At least real law is not. Because your legislature can make tons of unjust laws and does make tons of unjust laws every day. And so what really tells you is your conscience and your sense of innate justice, which I believe we all have, or at least we all can learn.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, saying when you say disobeying bad laws is a good thing, people will disagree with you, but they're the same people who will, like Barack Obama and George Bush, who will stand in front of a ribbon cutting for a statue of Martin Luther King, you know, mm-hmm. and they'll celebrate people who broke unjust laws, and they'll stand in front of the Constitution, the literal document, the sheepskin that it's written on, the sheep that is written on, and say some sheeple stuff, you know. They'll pass, like, didn't Obama stand in front of the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence or some other piece of paper in helium while he was, like, signing the indefinite detention law? I swear he did.
I've heard that. I don't know if it's true or not. It wouldn't surprise yeah. me or shock me, either one.
Yeah, and that statue of Martin Luther King that he stood in front of and, you know, invoked Martin Luther King's name and said, "I brought you this statue with stolen tax money." It's great. The quote from him on the bottom of that was actually, like, truncated and a misquote that took it totally out of context and made it a state thing rather than a freedom thing.
Well, of course. Because what they want to do is they want to co-opt those images that invoke feelings of liberty and freedom in people. They want to co-opt that, get in front of the parade, and act like they are also invoking the freedom, because then they can conflate freedom with the state and have people say things like, "Oh, well, you know, we're just fighting for freedom here," when they do things like vote, or we're just enjoying our freedoms to be here in America. And this is the freest country in the world.
If you don't like it, work within the system and vote for one of the 2 million millionaires who's up there lying about how he loves the common man more than the other guy. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with millionaires, but I think there's something wrong with billionaires. I know millionaires that are just people and wonderful people. And you could be a millionaire without screwing anybody over, but you can't become, I don't think you could be a billionaire without messing some people over. And maybe Obama wasn't a millionaire when he came into office, but he had maybe he wasn't a billionaire, but he had billions backing him, and he had people who were willing. He can, and now he can steal all the billions. So he's a trillionaire now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he has that kind of power at his disposal to where he might as well be.
Yeah.
I mean, most powerful person in the history of the world thus far. I think you could definitely make that argument, because he's got the biggest, most powerful military at his disposal. And so when he says things like he can't close Guantanamo, or he does things like he can't finish making the Iranian peace deal because some French foreign minister poo-pooed it.
Because basically
the most powerful person in the world.
That's Barack Obama sounding like a right winger. He's basically saying the French, those cheese eating surrender monkeys are keeping me from liberty. Yeah, basically.
And it's
he's George Bush
true.
On steroids, man. He really is.
Yeah. It really bugs me, the people who don't blame Barack Obama because they think he has the best of intentions and they love the man and they love the office. It's just those darn dirty Republicans like Ted Cruz who won't let him get away with
it. He's not even Bush on steroids. He's Cheney on steroids. And Cheney was really the power behind the throne on Bush. Bush was practically retarded. He really was.
functionally retarded.
Yeah, and Dick Cheney was the evil mastermind behind the, you know. And Dick Cheney's trying to run his daughter now for Wyoming congresswoman.
Liz Cheney.
Yeah, and it's really, it's upsetting a lot of the right wingers because it's like
he's running her against a popular incumbent Republican. Small they government already have Republican. Somebody.
Yeah, 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 and it's violating the Reagan rule, which is like don't do anything. If you're a Republican, don't do anything bad against a good Republican. Although I would say that guy's not, even in a minarchist sense, he's not a good Republican because he's the guy, Enzi's the guy that wants to tax the internet to save brick and mortar stores. Basically, he wants to interfere with interstate commerce is what he's saying. Yeah.
That's what they all want to do.
Yeah.
Isn't the state, its own existence is an interference in any commerce.
Yeah.
Interstate or otherwise.
So solutions. We talked about disobeying bad laws. We're not telling you to break the law, but we're saying, hey, look, man, they celebrate these people that break bad laws. And we're going to talk tomorrow. We have a little more coming up in the Tweak and Review, but we're going to talk tomorrow more about solutions, including technology and how you can just kind of disappear from government bullying. Poof, poof.
Be gone.
I'm the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. They'll be right back just as soon as this drone is out of range.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies! Jesus. On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadadi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Freedom Fiends Distance Learning Liberty Series. I am Nima Vadadi. This is the bottom of hour two. You can always join us tomorrow. Same fiend time, same fiend channel. You can go to freedomfiends.com, listen to anything in the history of the fiends that you have missed. I am Nima Vadadi, of course, and we've got Michael W. Dean on the other end of the interwebs. How's it going, sir?
It's good, and you know what it's time for? The Freedom Fiends. Tweak and Review.
Freedom Fiends.
Yeah. Tweak and Review, man.
So, tweak and Review, baby. Man. I'm going to tweak it. All right. So, nanny staters, they'll never give up.
Never.
And I believe the only way is look at that word. It's nanny staters. You know, it's a pretty common word now. I thought we had made it up, but I guess not.
Huh, really? I've been hearing that since
the 70s.
You've
been hearing it forever? All right.
I like the word control freak, too. That works.
Yes. But half the word is staters, and they can't exist without a state to nanny over. And so when you have political action like the pot legalization in Washington and Colorado, nanny staters will just fight back with their own silly laws to try to fight your freedoms as much as possible.
Same with the improvements on gun laws in Arizona. Yeah,
yep.
If you're just tuning in, we like guns. We don't smoke weed, but we support people's right to not be shot or caged or robbed for doing it.
Exactly. And the state gave people's freedom an inch or so in Arizona. They said, well, you don't have to have a permit anymore to conceal carry. But then the nanny staters put in laws and regulations in place that make some people felons just for carrying guns in places like grocery stores, which they've probably done their whole lives.
Yeah.
Felons now. How awful is that? And so this whole nanny staters will never give up. I mean, that's why political change, at least that's one reason why political change as its own means to the ends of liberty is a non-starter, because whenever you work in the system of the state in politics, you have to compromise with people who want to reduce your freedom to the size where your freedom can be drowned in a bathtub.
Yeah.
So even if you're a Norquist type person, you're going to have to politically make some concessions or give up. And I would choose the latter.
And we're not saying that we want to drown Grover Norquist in a bathtub.
That's not what we're saying.
We're saying that we're so small government that we make Grover Norquist look like FDR. We like Grover Norquist, and we're going to have him on pretty soon, actually. He's going to do an interview.
And this isn't a new thing, man. As Spooner would say, this is a rough paraphrase, but I like to make it a little shorter here. The Constitution either set up the giant government here, or it allowed the giant government here, man.
Spooner did not speak. He was brilliant, but he didn't speak in bumper stickers, because there weren't bumpers in 1860.
Right. So there were pamphlets, he spoke as a pamphleteer. Yeah,
the Freedom Fiends take his pamphlets and turn them into bumper stickers and buttons, and you can buy buttons on freedomfiends.com.
Yeah. And so here's one fatal flaw. I don't know if Spooner explained this.
I think our Spooner button would be the one that says buy sheep for sheep on sheep.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Totally. But hey, man, even the Bill of Rights, which you can agree to a lot of the things in it, it's supposed to protect individuals from the government. That was at least how it was sold to people. But get this, it's applied and decided by employees of the government. It's literally like letting one sports team have total control over the livelihood of the referees.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, the government pays the judges, they pay the lawyers, often on both sides. Often the defense and the prosecution get their government paycheck. So their family, their mortgage is all paid for by the state. So don't you think there's a little bit of a bias going to happen structurally? And that's why I say that's one structural flaw that just can't be remedied. It's one example of how the Constitution is fatally flawed from its very foundation. So yes, there's some good thoughts, some good intentions, perhaps, with some of the people who support the Constitution, definitely with some of the people who support it. But they don't go too far enough. If you're really going to try to limit the state to try to promote freedom, then there's other ways, other means, more peaceful means, and I think Michael would argue more effective means.
And we'll get into those at length tomorrow on Freedom Fiends Distance Learning Liberty Series.
Yes. Thank you all so much for joining us. You can listen to us on the radio if we're in your area, or go to freedomfiends.com. The whole archives are there. They're all free and they're all wonderful. Thank you, fiends. We appreciate it muchly.
Worms.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Make an appointment to listen while it's still legal. Learn more about the Fiends and download archived shows at freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Dr. Ortman with
Thank you.
Spinal
You're welcome.
Care. If you're
Take care, man.
Neck, mid-